Competitive skateboarders from across the globe are converging on Bathurst's Mount Panorama in regional New South Wales. Qualifying rounds for the Newtons International Downhill Federation World Cup start tomorrow before race day on Sunday. Reaching speeds of up to 100 kilometres an hour, the skaters don streamlined helmets and bodysuits in a bid to be the fastest down the mountain. Cecilia Connell reports.
Mount Panorama in Bathurst is usually Australia's V8 supercar mecca, but at the moment, the iconic track is trading petrol and rubber for a race of a different kind. Competitive skateboarders from across the globe are converging on the mountain for the first event of this year's international race calendar.
This weekend's event sees the return of Newton's Nation at Bathurst, New South Wales. It's been gone for about 3 years now, and it's coming back bigger and better, hopefully. The skaters will see speeds of 100 to 110 kilometres an hour down Conrad Street and through the Esmonds.
19-year-old Mitch Thompson's currently the highest-ranked Australian downhill longboarder in the world, and his eyes are set on a podium finish.
I've had the chance to skate some amazing roads over the weekend in good preparation, getting me ready for the speed and the corners. I think I'm physically fit, and hopefully it's a good platform to see me take out a podium position later on this year in the World Cup.
Growing up in the shadow of Mount Panorama, he says skating the track is exhilarating.
The walls are so close by you, it makes the sound just echo off the walls and back into your ears. The speed and just everything is amazing. It actually feels a bit like a V8 supercar, but yet so freeing because you're just flowing down the mountain so close to the walls, and one small move and you could fall off your board, but under control, it's just incredible.
Skaters have the chance to hit the track for practice rounds today before the qualifying rounds tomorrow and the final on Sunday. The president of the Australian Skateboarding Association, James Hopkin, says hosting a leg of the competition in Australia is a huge boost for the sport here.
The sixth time that we've had a World Cup race up on the mountain, it's the first of only seven World Cup races that happen around the world. 150 skaters from around the world, and for 3 days they'll be racing to see who's the fastest on a skateboard.
Some concerns have been raised by residents who have argued there's already too many events at the track. But James Hopkins says it's the perfect location.
It's an awesome mountain. You know, there's not many places in the world where they build a motor racetrack on a mountain. It's perfectly suited for downhill skateboarding.
Some of the big names coming to Bathurst include Emily Pross, the fastest woman skater in the world, and world skateboard speed record holder Kyle Wester from America. Mitch Thompson's keen to cement his name amongst the downhill longboarding greats.
After this weekend, I have plans to travel to the Philippines, China and Korea for the rest of the Southeast Asia part of the leg, I guess you'd call it. And then after that, I'm going to have a little bit of a break to hopefully recover and then go off to Europe and North America and compete in about 8 more races.
And it's a hope that's shared by James Hopkin.
An Australian has never won a World Cup race. We've been putting on races in Australia for nearly 10 years. The sport's been going for nearly 20 years. And in that time, an Australian has never won. Maybe this year's the year.
James Hopkin from the Australian Skateboarding Association, ending Cecilia Connell's report.